Blog Talk Radio.
From the left to the clear system. Talk to America Connect. We're going to kick things off with the Father of Soul. At the top of the hour, starting now.
Don't do me.
again.
And this is only a part of
some of the brothers got plenty of cash. Tricks on the corner, gonna see to that. Some like to smoke and some like to blow. Some are even strung out on a $50 Jones. Some are trying to ditch reality by getting so high, only to find out you can never touch the sky, 'cause your roots are in, oh yeah. Every Sunday morning I can hear the old sister say,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
trust in the Lord, oh yeah. I hope that you hear the prayer, 'cause deep in their souls they believe someday he'll put it in all this misery that we're having. Oh yeah.
Forgive us. into temptation, for deliver us from evil.
The immortal voice of the great Mahalia Jackson, singing the Lord's Prayer from the Essential Mahalia Jackson, released in 2004, and you are here February 16th, Sunday, with me, yours truly, on American Vernacular Spirit and Soul Sundays. We started the hour, top of the hour, with my absolute favorite performers, and why wouldn't he be? James Brown, the father of soul. I don't know where they came up with that godfather. Performing the Payback, just after that, from the Shaft soundtrack, Isaac Corman, Soulsville, and as I said, the immortal voice of the great Mahalia Jackson performing the Lord's Prayer. And I play that in dedication to the memory of a wonderful woman who made her transition, Dora Tobey, just an outstanding human being and the mother of a very good friend of mine, Regina Davis. And I was stunned to get the news today that she had moved on from this life. But everywhere she went, she was a shining light, and I can certainly attest to many a wonderful times in her company. And it was a privilege to know her. And she leaves behind a lot of heavy hearts. Toby, you will never be forgotten, ever. We will love you always, sister.
Oh, what a lovely, precious dream. Haven't you heard the question?
Thank you guys so much for joining me here today as we are grooving to the sounds of Roy Ayers. Love will bring us back together. As I said early in the program, I've decided to dedicate this program to the memory of Dora Tobey, who we lost recently, made a transition, but what an amazing woman. And for those of you who didn't know her, trust me, she was the bomb. And when we lose our brothers and sisters, we hope that it is love that will someday bring us back together forever.
Thank you.
You are listening to American Vernacular Spirit and Soul Sundays only on the Blog Talk Radio Network. My name is Sandra Booker, and it is always a pleasure to spend these two wonderful hours with you, hopefully turning you on to the best in old-school jazz, soul, funk, R&B, what we used to call adult contemporary music, music that made you feel like turning on a blue light in the basement, and some of you folks are mature enough to know exactly what that means. I want to invite you to tune in tomorrow night, where we will be discussing the mistrial of Michael Dunn and his conviction on 4 counts of attempted murder in the first degree and 1 account of shooting, of assault for shooting at the vehicle. He has been found guilty, convicted on those charges, which come with mandatory sentencing on each count. No, he was not convicted of first degree murder. But I think we should talk about the significance of him being found guilty on all 4 of the other counts and why that is a significant blow to the Stand Your Ground legislation. So we like to keep this program smooth and mellow, but we are going to be setting the house on fire tomorrow night. So please tune into this program at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and tell me what you think about the verdict. Tell me what you think about the outcome, and tell me what you think this could potentially lead to with regards to the NRA and the repeal of Stand Your Ground that is now in the books in 25 states. I hope you will tune in for that program. And getting back to what we like to do around here best, in remembering Jordan Davis, in remembering Kelly Thomas, in remembering Trayvon Martin, in remembering Rekia Boyd, in remembering Sean Bell, in remembering so many Americans who have been senselessly gunned down by gun violence, I'm going to play this song in celebration of a jury, perhaps not getting it 100% right, but so much better than we've seen in the past. I bet your toes are tapping. I bet your hips are swaying side to side. I bet you closed your eyes and leaned back and said, that makes me feel good all over. And that's what we like. That's the gold around here. That's when we say mission accomplished. Thank you so much for joining me here on American Vernacular Spirit and Soul Sundays. We do it every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, kicking it live to you from the West Coast in the beautiful little city called Sherman Oaks, California. I'm actually joined in studio today by a dear friend and my old executive producer, Yali Peterson. Stop by to say hi and listen to some of the stuff we're jamming on today, so I hope you're enjoying it as much as she's enjoying it, certainly as much as I'm enjoying it. And, it's a little warm around here. And you know what happens when things get too hot. I'll let Maceo Parker explain exactly what I mean on American Vernacular. And only on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you to join me on Wednesday, March 5th for the debut of my brand new stand-up comedy show, or as the black people say, a jazz comedy experience, an original jazz comedy experience. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be hosted by the great Billy Mitchell, and I'm going to be joined by the Underground Jazz Movement featuring Sherry Lucchetti on bass and Sasha DuPont on piano. These ladies are absolutely amazing, so you're going to have a great time, have some great laughs. You must be 21 years old or older to attend, and it is a hosted bar, except for sodas and bottled water. So come out. It's for a great cause. We raise money around this time every year, and a portion of the proceeds from the evening will go to the Loving Day organization, for which we do a concert every year courtesy of the Booker Group. So I hope you'll come out, support a great cause, enjoy a wonderful show, meet some new people, and have a whole lot of political laughs. So that again, that's Wednesday, March 5th. You can get information at my website, www.sandrabooker. That should be up tonight. You get your tickets at Brown Paper Tickets. It's $25 in advance, $35 at the door. And if you get tickets in advance, you get to join us for the VIP after party. And all you Pisces people get in, whether you pay the door charge or not. So come on out and have a great time. I hope you will join me for that. It is 5:02 on Sunday. You are listening to American Vernacular Spirit and Soul Sundays, only on the Blog Talk Radio Network. It is February 16th, and we are celebrating for the next hour the music of the great Leon Ware.
All about the good times and the love she wants to keep. I lay here and wonder when I hear her say she finds all her pleasures inside.
place that's so pretty. I'm gonna take you there.
us.
If people would just get and read the Bible and read the book of Revelation, they would really turn around and straighten up. All we need to do is get a good book and read it and put it to everyday life.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys!
Schools from uneducated schools.
And everybody's saying, don't worry. They say, don't worry. They say, don't worry. They say, don't worry. But they don't know. There can be no show. And if there's hell below, we're all gonna go. Lord, what we're gonna do? Everything I say is true. This ain't no way it all be. If only all the masks could see. But they keep talking about nowhere. They say don't worry. They say don't worry. They say don't worry.
Look what love can do. Is it now too late?
Or can we get it back? Everything that we want.
other's reaction. I think the solution to our problem is to let our differences fall by the wayside.
You're listening to American Vernacular Spirit and Soul Sundays only on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Was once a lady, so brokenhearted and undone, she nearly lost her faith she'd ever meet her mate. Though love was nearby, in fact about to make its entrance later in the script, but in the meantime, behind your smile. Lived a loneliness no Leonardo could hide. When hearts collide, can they ever repair? Love never lasted off screen. How could she fly without wings? Losing each new leading man to those unhappy endings. Behind her tears ebbed an emptiness vast as an ocean as blue. But no one knew of the weather within. Cinema aimed at the heart. None of the love scenes were real. Simply rehearsing a part she'd forgotten how to. The author created especially for her. The focus blurs, the composer writes strings. Cinema straight from the heart, shot on location within. We see the past fade to black, we see happiness begin.
That was Michael Franks from the Abandoned Garden, the 1995 recording of Cinema, one of my favorites. Thank you so much for joining me here today on American Vernacular for Spirit and Soul Sundays. We're here every Sunday, and tune in next week when we will be spotlighting the musical legacy and life of Dr. Derek Finch and his last recording, Calm Breeze. So you really want to tune in for that. And if you don't know who Derek Finch was, you really should tune into the show and discover the music of a great young man whom we lost far too soon, but who touched us all with his music and with his extraordinary gift for it. So I hope you will tune in and check that out. Please catch me every Wednesday with my good friends Scott Henderson and Kona Lowell on Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio as I give the Wednesday's rant. Join us here every week, American Vernacular Monday and Fridays at 5 p.m. I hope to see you soon. Take care of yourselves, and in doing so, please remember to take care of each other from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans. Have a great night, and I'll see you real soon, I hope. Peace and blessings to everybody.